broken. I remember when the world about my head was smaller than my plastic khaki soldiers and my bed, and larger than my city block of pretty lawns and tidy homes, and one of which within it housed a patriot, returned to us from foreign conflict, but not from fear. Too harmed to rise from bed, too scarred for false veneer or pretty promises, or condescending talk upon the block to little boys like me. And what of harm and real privation did I know? My broken leg was healing, and though would leave a telltale limp, a funny gimp as afterthought, the boyish horror wrought of pain that day would pass a glay when once the cast was placed. My crutches had a role to play in great adventure round my school and on the stairs, and on the playground I was cool and I was game, racing with the able as best I might, with the heavy wooden prop-ups of the lame upright. The soldier's body down the block would also heal, though less completely than my own, for his was of a generation kin and past 100 years and more, and weary of the lasting struggles I had never known, and he bore them without shame. And I am ever sad to say when he was called, I never knew his name.